Hey guys, it's Ashanae, and I'm the coolest girl in the city. Come hang out with me and hear some of my great details about life, what's going on, and things after dark. So yeah, guys, come hang out with me. It's gonna be a wonderful time. I'm in the city. Right now I'm in Goodyear, so come chill out with the hottest female in this world. One of the coolest in the city. I'm kind, I'm nice, and definitely respectful. But we do get out of order on my show. So come check out me at the Ashanae Show. Hello, everybody. Today I'm talking about wifey duties and girlfriend duties. Everyone wants to know what's the difference between a girlfriend and wifey duties. So today I'm going to let you guys know. What's the difference when you got the side chick, the wifey, and the girlfriend? I'm gonna let you guys know on all different levels. Me and my brother Oscar, we're gonna tell you guys our opinions on the Ashanae Show, one of the coolest girls in the world. But it was stand up. All right. Anyway. Hello, me and my brother Oscar over here. That's why we had a gap. He's not on my station. And he said he was going to help me, but I guess he's not. All right, guys. So we're live right now. And if you guys want to call in, you can definitely do some call-ins and or comment and tell me what you think. Number one, when I think a girlfriend or a wifey duties are like you come over my house and I serve you. Which means I treat you like Jesus. You know what I mean? I am blessing you. I'm cooking you food. I'm ironing your clothes. I'm washing your underwear. I'm doing the most. My goal is to please you. And some people think that's what a girlfriend's supposed to do. No, girlfriends are supposed to set boundaries. When you don't do that for the person that's your boyfriend. I'm not going to serve you like a goddess. If you're just in a basic position, especially when it comes to finances and stuff like wifey is gonna give you that $100 that you need to fix your car. Your girlfriend, not. Your side chick, not. She ain't doing none of that. So I think that's what it separates the two. Like if I invite you over, like, we might Netflix and chill. Like, you gotta buy something to eat. You know what I'm saying? Or you got to cook. I like men that cook. I prefer a man that cooks because, my cooking is not A1, day one. It might turn out nasty. So, what you think, Oscar?
I think everybody he expected equally.
Oscar said he think everybody should respect it equally. However, that's not the real deal out there, and then you have the side chick, and I know side chicks that are like wifey material, like he comes over your house and he only come over to beat it up, you feel me, and he leave or he give you gifts and then he beat it up and then you leave. That's not even a real relationship. That's more like a trick and a hoe, you feel me? That's the kind of relationship that is. So I think people just really need to work on not giving themselves up so much. If you just meet somebody, not your girlfriend and boyfriend, and you need something and he's able to provide for you, a man is supposed to provide. I've seen on Louis Farrakhan, I quote him, a man is supposed to provide for you. If he's not providing for you, then guess what he's doing? He's using you. It's a lot of people out there that don't identify themselves, as a girlfriend. You know what I mean? Even some people are married and it's just still like a girlfriend and boyfriend relationship. Like, they come home to each other, then, one go to one room and then the other one goes in the other room. It's just so complex when you think about it. And then they wonder why hasn't he stepped up? Because you're doing too much. You're doing too much. If you're cooking him something to eat, you're washing his clothes, and you're still at girlfriend status, bye. If he doesn't introduce you to his family, you don't know his family, y'all still dating, Bye. If you, if that, you know, those are reasons that you should be looking at. Or when your his friends come around, they don't like you, they whispering. Bye. You know what I'm saying? He accidentally called you his ex name. Bye. You know, it's a couple of signs that y'all need to start. Women need to realize, like, just because I made you something to eat today, boo, don't mean tomorrow. That's a girlfriend's job. You know what I'm saying? Official side chick. Schmada. Ah. My show is hot, y'all. Somebody please comment. Comment. Tell me how you feel. What do you think about girlfriends? Duties. See y'all later, y'all. Alright. Hey guys, it's Ashnay and Oscar, and we're back. We're back to tell you guys about why do guys don't talk to girls. And I asked Oscar some simple questions, and he's going to give us the top 10 reasons why guys are no longer talking to chicks. No, guys are not talking to chicks anymore. All right, number one, Oscar said they're nervous. Give me a number two, Oscar.
They're gay.
They're gay. What's number three?
And they're not sure.
They're not sure. I have my own number four. Breath stinks. Number five.
They're ugly.
They're unattractive. Number six.
They stink.
They have bad hygiene. Watch their coochie.
Number five.
Number seven. I'm so sorry, y'all. Number seven.
Drama.
Drama. If you got more drama than your mama, you be lying, you be cussing, you got issues, you be getting beat up. That's a no-no, y'all. Stop the drama.
Incest.
Number nine. Incest. They people do be messing with their brothers and their sister nowadays. That's a good topic, guys. We're trying to get some call-ins. Number 10.
They're irrelevant.
They're irrelevant, which I don't know what that meant, but hello! Hey, Aaron, come back! I have another brother named Aaron, and he's going to tell us some other reasons. Aaron!
They're a hoe.
Hold on. Hey guys, I'm back, and today I'm talking about Ashanae's whole adventures. So, what we were talking about, people wanted to know, is the Asian theory true? Is Asians actually smaller or bigger? Well, when it comes to African American and Hispanic men, they tend to be much larger than the Asians. However, it's just, with my experiences, it was all the same, you know what I mean? It just depends on where they come from.
Genetics,
you know what I'm saying? I guess, you know, like Big Sean say, you have a G in genetics. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I have a question, Aaron. Yeah. It's all pussy the same?
No.
Different races?
No.
How you know it's some good ass pussy?
If it don't queef.
Technically, queefing is good for the vagina. That's the technical, you know. That's how you know.
If it's loose, if it
queefs,
that's true.
No, that's not true. He's not smart on his. Anyway, I'm a anyway, I'm a guru at this, and I'm gonna let y'all know as an expert. I have done movies and all types of things, so I am an expert. And when I come to queefing, is actually very healthy. Queefing is a vagina fart. If your vagina can fart, that is healthy. That is a sign. If you look it up on Google as well, they'll tell you that that's a healthy sign that that's a healthy vagina. Back to what we were talking about. On your adventures, I think some people have stereotyped a lot of African American men because I know some African American men that are very tiny. So I think if your ancestors, you know, if people got a whole bunch of kids, you know, he got that bomb dude. You know what I'm saying? Because he knows how to move it and groove it. But let me guys know in your experiences if you had some better experiences than me, or do you know? When people with African descent, it's usually like really great. You get African and Hispanic. Oh my God, it's gonna catch one. So, but
what is wrong with you?
I'm just so retarded. But yeah, so and that's what I was talking about. We was trying to figure it out because a lot of people always wonder, like, you know, is Asians real tiny? Like, no, they're just the regular size, probably like 6. And if you guys didn't know, the average penis is only about 6 inches. So, I mean, if you take your thumbnail from your, what's that?
That's half an inch.
Okay, that's an inch. So, this is an inch, and then you add up the other inches. You know what? You cannot whisper. But back to what we were talking about. We're trying to find out what is really going on. So if you guys got any comments and concerns, please drop it down. We want to know, how do you know that the JJ is healthy? You feel me?
If it's tight on the penis.
If it's tight on the penis. Somebody told me that before. If it's tight on the penis. If her pussy is dry, it's going to be tight on the penis.
It's no good.
If it's loose, it's because you didn't lubricate it well.
If it stinks, don't eat it.
Yep, leave it alone. If it stank, it got a yeast infection. If it got white stuff seeping out, it got a yeast infection. If it smell like mayonnaise and eggs, because lately I've been having a lot of friends, they eat a lot of eggs.
Oh, what's up?
And sometimes your vagina smells like eggs. You know, I have people that post that all the time. They ask me that. Like, actually, how you keep your vagina smelling so fresh? You it's not even about douching. You know what I do? I use like yogurt. Like, a lot of people don't know that. You know what I'm saying? I got flavor pussy. You feel me? So if you got any questions, comments, or concerns, you put yogurt in it, man. So that keeps it really fresh. That's how people don't know the secret. But yogurt is the secret. And if you want it to taste good, you put some lip balm on your lips. Ah, freaky stuff, y'all. I just don't know yet. This is Ashanae Show. Leave your comments and concerns. And thank you guys for listening to me. You could be anywhere in the world right now, but you're listening to me. And I appreciate that on my show right now. If y'all don't get out of my room, I'm trying to record my show. Yeah. All right, guys. Have a wonderful day. Comment, baby. I'm looking for call-ins. So if you guys could call me in, that'd be even cooler. All right. Peace out.
So it's like a broadcast. We broadcast.